What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Show going over to Alcorn State in the SWAC. Hope to see him in Atlanta this year at the Gateway Center. Hope to see him there in the tournament there. Coach Jake Morton from the Boss Man Show. Coach, good to talk to you, brother. How things over there at Alcorn today, brother?
Good morning, Boss Man. Well, good afternoon. Things are going well. Just finishing up a little workout and a practice this afternoon, well, this morning. A little workout and practice weights. So we had a full morning. Guys are off to lunch and off to class, but things are going well. Thanks for asking.
Yes, indeed, Coach. Well, Coach, I'm asking you, man, having a whole new roster as you do, how important has summer been to kind of establish your culture, establish your way of doing things, and establishing, kind of seeing what you have before you come back for the fall here in August?
Well, that's what this whole summer is about, just trying to, you know, pour some cement in that foundation. You hit on it, your culture, you know, the way you want things done, the way your expectations. We have a saying this summer, the three C's: communicate, emotional connection, and concentration. Concentration, communicate, and emotional connection. Connection, concentration, communicate. That's been our whole focus this summer, man. It's just to try to get these kids to understand that those three things are going to be vital for us going forward. But it's all, like you said, it's pouring that foundation. It's trying to establish our culture and get these guys off to a good start.
And Coach Morton, also talk about this piece of it, the weight room, because we know basketball is the longest sport, covers two semesters. You want to be going into March, starting November, for us games. We're practicing really tough come August once you get back from this break here. How important to teach these guys about that prehab, that rehab, that recovery, so they can be healthy and not get those knick-knack injuries that would keep them out for weeks, rather they be strong and be ready to go with their nutrition and with their core body strength?
Well, we're working hard at that, Boss Man, in terms of getting these guys in weight room 3 days a week. You know, we live in two different groups, a 7 o'clock group, an 8 o'clock group, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Our rehabs, you know, we're rehabbing 3 days a week at 1:30 most days, just trying to get their bodies right, recovery, getting their legs feeling better. You know, obviously we're on the floor, you know, get up to 4 hours for the week. So we're on the floor. We practice twice a week, an hour a day, and get some individuals in there as well. So, you know, we're trying to cram it all in, but we're not trying to give them too much because you don't want to burn them out. Like you said, it's one of the sports that goes over two semesters. We now it's going over summer in two semesters. So you don't want to give them too much too early, but you know, I think we got a really good taste of what we're going to be doing going forward. But the guys are working really hard. And like I said, those three C's, I think their concentration is getting a lot better, understanding what it's going to take to get it done at this level. We do have a lot of kids out of the portal as well as some JUCO transfers. So we're kind of trying to blend all that together this summer.
And Coach, that connectivity piece is so important because you can't play everybody. So it's going to be some guys who are not going to play, but you'll still be a team player. And if you're not connected as a brotherhood, it could be some softies in the locker room. But if you're all on one accord, you know, it's going to work itself out because we know with basketball and sports, unfortunately, injuries do happen. Things happen. You make an opportunity. Just be ready. Just when you're when your number's called, by all means you give them, be ready and perform. You make it.
Well, you're right about that. We have 15 guys on our 15-man roster. All 15 are not here. One of our big kids is still over. He had a visa issue. He's 7'2". He's over in Morocco. He will be here starting the school year, but we got his visa straightened out. And we have another young man who broke his foot during last year's JUCO transfer, broke his foot last year, who did not participate in camp. So we had 13 out of 15 guys here. But you're right. You know, it's one of those things where everybody has to be seen out the same handbook. We got to be all on one accord. You can only play about 8, 9, maybe 10 guys. And like I said, we do have a 15-man roster. So, but the good thing about what's going on right now with this team is these guys are going to determine and figure out who's going to play. I mean, that's not – see, players think the coaches kind of – I want to know you guys figured out in terms of what you do and how you prepare and how you get things done and how well you play, how well you can concentrate, remember the playbook, and execute things. I mean, you guys are going to determine who plays. So we're not quite at that point yet where we're trying to narrow down our roster in terms of minutes and playing time. We're not even close to that just yet. We're just trying to get these guys in to figure out a few things, a few little strategic things that we're going to do throughout the course of the year. So we're not even at that point yet where we're trying to figure out who's going to play the minutes just yet. We're not at that point just yet.
No doubt, Coach. And for you, I'm asking you this, man. I know you coached with somebody I know very well, with Coach Ham at Florida State. Now you took this opportunity at Alcorn. So talk to me about the opportunity. What stood out to you about coming to Alcorn State after Coach Bussey did a good job there next to Chicago State now? So talk about just the opportunity to go to Alcorn and see what it's about and really put your step on the program.
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, hats off to Coach Bussey and his staff and what those guys have done here. And over the last couple of years, they had a heck of a run. And congratulations to him on getting with the new job at Chicago State. I'm sure he's going to do a great job. He's a really good coach, a really good disciplined coach, and they play really good defense. His teams play really good defense. So, you know, he did a really, really good job. So the program was, you know, was left in good hands when he had it, and now I got to take it over. But it's going to be a different deal for me because, you know, we had to, you know, it's a whole new team. Only was able to retain three of the guys that Coach Bussey had from last year. So it was only three kids that stayed. So like I said, I had to build a whole new team. And obviously Coach Bussey plays a certain style, a certain kind of way. You alluded to Coach Ham. I mean, you know, that is going to be more along the lines of how I'm going to play, how he played defense, how he played offense. So it's going to be a little bit different of a style of play from Coach Bussey to how we're going to play now. But, you know, we'll see. But Coach Bussey did a phenomenal job here. And like I said, hats off to him and his staff. They did a great job over his tenure here.
And Coach Morton, for any young man listening to this interview who is a high school senior or a JUCO guy listening to the interview, what are you looking for in a young man off the floor? What are the intentions looking for in a young man off the floor to be for as the pillars of your program, what you want a young man to be about if he's going to be an Alcorn State Brave and play for you?
I look for kids that want to be student athletes, student first. I look for good character people. I look for kids that have humility. That's a big pillar in our program, to be humble, have humility. You know, obviously that character component is really, really important. We had, you know, we passed on some kids, you know, in the portal that I would say on paper, you know, they had a little more talent than maybe the guys we took, but I didn't really feel they had that character component in place. So we kind of, you know, just decided to go in a different direction. So I'm going to try to bring in, you know, a good quality young man that fits this culture, that fits this environment, that fits this school.
No doubt, Coach. You talk about the swag, man. I tell you, it's a lot of good coaching in that conference. You know, I'm friends with a few of the coaches in the conference, with Dante. I'm friends with Tony Matlack. I'm friends with also Bowles, and I'm also friends with Byron at Prairie View. But and to talk about just the coaching in that conference, man, about the quality of men who lead these programs and about how the basketball is really high quality despite how you get the seed line you get in the tournament. It's a high-quality basketball going on in that swag.
Well, you just named four very, very quality, good, strategical coaches. All four of those guys you just named, I have a lot of respect for in terms of as coaches, as men, how they run their program. It's interesting you talk about that. I was at Florida State last year. I think we were getting ready for the ACC tournament, right, for Syracuse. Somebody, I mean, I just remember watching a SWAC game, never, not even thinking of this opportunity we presented something at that moment in time. I was just so impressed with the quality of basketball, how hard, you know those guys, how hard the coaches got their kids to play, how disciplined the teams were, the way they executed things. I was really, really, just like I said, just as a fan sitting back watching the game, we get ready to go play Syracuse in the first round of the ACC tournament. And I'm watching a SWAT game on ESPN. And it was, I remember just being a real entertaining game. And it was just two well-coached teams and two well-coached, just well-coached teams and kids that just played their tails off.
No doubt, Coach. I think it's very high quality ball, and just see the actions that's being run and seeing just the quality of schemes, like it matches up. And so I just feel like people shouldn't just look down on the SWAC because of the HBCU conference. It's really some quality coaching, quality basketball being played.
Well, I will say this. People are making a big mistake if they're looking down. Like I said, you name four coaches that can coach any leagues in this country. I mean, any leagues in this country. I mean, I've coached at the highest level. I've been there. You named a couple of guys. Obviously, Dante is a great coach. You named the head coach at Prairie View, great coach. You know, the head coach at Southern, great coach. Obviously, Matlock's at Alabama. I mean, you name, like, some guys that can coach at any league in this country, give them the opportunity. It's all about opportunity a lot of times, right? It's not so much about, who's where, who's there. It's about who gets those opportunities. And I will bet my bottom dollar if you gave those guys you just named, those few coaches you just named, opportunities to coach at in these bigger leagues, these PWI leagues, these Power Four, Power Five leagues, I think they will do a great job in terms of coaching their ball club. And they all are great recruiters as well. They all get good players. There's just really good talent in this league. So much of this is about opportunity and getting the chance to have that opportunity at a higher level.
No doubt, Coach. Morgan, I'm going to ask you about Coach Ham. I always enjoyed having him on the show here with me. He always gave me some great nuggets and great gems on and off the air. How was it to work for him? I loved our chest when I talked to him. So how was it to work for a living legend like Leonard Hamilton?
Well, it's a little different for me because I played for Colin. I played for him. I met Coach Hamilton when I was 19 years old. I'm not going to age myself right now, but I'm somewhere in those 50s, right? But I played for Coach Ham. I met Coach Ham when I was 19 years old at the University of Miami, and he's just a guy that just cares about you. I mean, I'm gonna tell a story. I like telling the story about him, but this sums him up what type of person he is. I mean, obviously he's a great coach, a great leader, and a great leader of men. But I mean, I'm 19 years old. As you all know, as a Black African American man, we get razor bumps, right? We get really bad razor bumps, and knowing how to shave, and just something really simple. This, and he came up to me. He's on the job, and we know each other about 2 months, right? And he pulled me to the side. He said, "Man, how do you shave?" He said, how do you shave? Like, we about to go to practice. So, I take the shave, do the shave a little. He said, no. He said, "I'm going to order you some stuff. There's this stuff I'm going to order you. It's called Razor Bump. This is like 35 years ago. I'm going to order you some stuff. You put it on your skin. You let it soak overnight." The coach is crazy. When it comes to cooking certain things, he's really, like, particular about things. He said, "You put it in your skin. You rub it in, this and that." And he ordered me some stuff called Razor Bump. And I started using it. My Razor Bumps went away. But he's just into the little small details to making sure his players are in good shape. And that's just a little small nugget in terms of what this is like 35 years ago when I played for him. But he's no different. 35 years ago playing for him and working for him this past season, he's the same guy. He cares about his players. He puts his players first. He puts all his energy and his effort to making sure his guys, his team, guys on his team, the players on his team are in great shape. And he's no different at – I'm not going to age him either, but he's no different at what age he is now than when he was 35 years ago when he coached me. So this is why he's lasted so long in his business, because he's cared for people. He's just a person that cares for others. That's the best way to sum him up. Obviously, he's a great coach. He's definitely going to go in the Hall of Fame here. Really, he's going to be your first ballot Hall of Fame guy. Naismith, when that comes back around for him, which he's very much deserving of that. I mean, to be the fourth leading – I want you to think about this. He's the fourth leading winningest percentage coach in the ACC, in the history of the ACC, fourth. You know the top three guys are?
Dean Bobby Smith. Coach K's one of them.
Yeah, Dean Smith, Coach K, Dean Smith, and those are the three ahead of them. And what schools they coach? They coach at two of the best schools in the country. And for him to take the University of Miami and Florida State, and Oklahoma State, non-traditional powerhouse blue blood type schools, and do the things and have the success he has is amazing. The thing that I was so amazed by, and I kind of lost track of, when I got the job there at Florida State, I walked down, he has like, oh, not him, but they have like a little mural of all the different pros that's played there. I mean, I would just say, I mean, it's so many guys. I mean, I can't remember how many guys got drafted. It's that many that's been drafted in the 23 years he's been there. The number of guys he's developed and made into NBA players. And all these guys that are on that board were not five-star type guys like Duke and Carolina gets. He gets it a little bit differently. He gets to the Vassells of the world that nobody recruited. Who, you know, Devin Vassell was recruited by Florida State and Presbyterian. He was the 14th pick in the draft after being there 2 years. So that's the kind of stuff that, you know, he hangs his hat on. He's done an unbelievable job in finding those type of gems and developing kids. So it's unfortunate for the game that he's not going to be around coaching, but he still is coaching. I talk to him a lot. I mean, his mind is sharp. He's still, you know, he's still on it in terms of like what's going on out there in the recruiting world. And I mean, he's calling me the other day about different rules changing. So, I mean, he's staying on top of his stuff. So he's still very much involved in the game, which is great for the game.
And I'll tell you what, Coach Morton, even though I'm a little radio dude, he always found time to talk to me at Georgia Tech. After win or lose, he would talk to me, and he also talked to me late point during the live period. So I always respect him for that. He always had time for me, so I appreciate him so much as well, just as a radio guy. He always took time and interest in me and wanted to do well and always gave me little pointers, like I said, on and off there.
Well, one of the things I told you about is going to be a pillar of this program at Alcorn is going to be humility. And I've learned that from him, playing for him as well as working for him. I mean, he's one of the most humble people in the world. You would never think, I mean, you walk through an airport with him, he's just a very humble person. I mean, you know, obviously people try to, you know, take pictures and, you know, people recognize him. It's just, you know, it's always surreal with me. And I walk, through public places with him, but he always takes time to do it. And he's just a very humble person. I mean, he's really embraced what he's done over the last 50 years really, really well. Being the head coach at the Oklahoma States, to Miami, to Washington Wizards, as well as obviously his last stop was at Florida State. He's just been very humbled. He's very grounded in his religion. I think that's what helped him keep that center focus. And he's just the game is going to miss him. The game is going to miss him.
100%. And Coach Morton, for you, man, at what point did you decide you want to get into coaching, man? When did you kind of catch that bug to want to coach? My dad's a high school coach, and I didn't want the bug to coach. I feel like on the radio, I win every day. On the radio, I win every day. I don't have to worry about wins and losses on the radio every day.
Yeah,
but when did you kind of get that bug to coach, man?
I think it was getting back to Coach Hamilton. It was with playing for Coach Hamilton at Miami. I got hurt. I mean, I had an injury-plagued career. I was a pretty decent player, but I got hurt, blew my knee out 1 year. I broke my hand. So I had a lot of injuries. And so through that process, you know, I was on the sideline a lot. I mean, I was still around the team, involved in the team, but doing stuff, you know, with the coaches and just being in the office with them more, trying to stay active with it, you know, doing the clock at during practice. And that's when I really knew. I said, I really, when I'm done playing, I had the opportunity to play professionally as well. I said, when I'm done playing, I want to coach. I knew that when I was probably 19, 20 years old. But it was through those injuries of me just sitting there and taking it, having a different perspective of what I was doing, you know, up in the offices more to coaches and at the shot clock and working the clock during practice and not really participating, but taking it from a different perspective, you know, holding the clipboard on the sideline during games and that kind of stuff and helping those guys out with different things during the games. So that's when I knew that this is something that I would want to make a career one day.
No doubt. Well, Coach Morton, I hope to see you at first at the Gateway Center. When the Atlanta Hawks schedule comes out, it works in my favor. I can come see you all play. Or if I catch you at Alabama A&M, Alabama State. So I'm going to try to see you play, Coach. And I'm in your corner. Anything you want to contact, want to come on the show, we're talking and chit-chat, man. I'm here for you, Coach. I'm trying to help out Black coaches in the industry as much as I can. Give you all a platform to talk to you. Just going to talk. That's because something bad happened. So, or you won. That's what I want to talk to you. Give you a platform for people to hear your story, man. Hear your program story.
Yeah, well, listen, boss, I appreciate you, brother. I admired you from afar. I've watched your work. You do a great job. Obviously, you know, Coach Ham speaks highly of you. I talked to him about this. He said he thought you was one of the young up-and-coming dudes in this business, bright young man. you know, obviously had a great perspective, and you know, your podcast was really good. That's why I always like doing it. So it's my honor, you know, to be on air and to participate with you and your audience, and kind of share what we got going on down here at Alcorn.
No doubt, Coach. Well, I'm glad to hear that from Coach Ham. He's one of my favorites as well, and I'm glad to have you on for doing this with you many more times, Coach. And I'm always here for you, brother.
Now, I saw your lineup, man. I see you got Coach Locks up tomorrow, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. You know, we open up with those guys. Tell Coach Luke Locks to take it easy on us their first game. We open up with those guys.
Yeah, man, look, I got Mike Bibby as well tomorrow. I got a heck of a lineup. This past week, I had Eddie George on the show, former coach of Tennessee State. You know, Braxton Harris. So I'm hitting them. I had Kevin Soundstone too, Coach, a few weeks ago. So.
Oh my God, you got like I said, I feel honored to be part of this lineup, man. This has been awesome, man. This has been my pleasure, and just tell Coach Locks, man, take it easy on the Braves. We roll there November 4th.
I sure will, brother. I got you, man.
I appreciate you, my man.
Appreciate you, Coach. Folks, it's Jake Moore on the Boss Man Show from the Alcorn State Braves. I had to sweat.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku. As well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, family? Gerald the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.